1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The U.S. Supreme Court upholds the federal law set to take effect Sunday banning TikTok. It's bad news for businessman Colin Jones, who uses it for his company's promotions.
TikTok's been a fantastic platform. I mean, we have 1.9 million followers across it. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's disappointing and it's a big bummer to see it go.
CBS's Weijia Jiang.
It is the law of the land. And even though there may be an option to pause on implementing for 90 days, that is an exemption only if there is active conversation in a potential sale.
TikTok is Chinese-owned and seen by lawmakers as a national security threat. President-elect Trump said today he must have time to decide on whether to enforce the ruling. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
This idea that Trump could potentially sign an executive order and sort of wave a magic wand is not legally accurate.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A law was passed in an effort to boost reading achievement for students in Wisconsin, yet funding has not been released. Jimmy Kuska has more.
Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for staff at schools to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go back into the state surplus.
And without the funding, school districts have to pay for materials and training on their own. And a cranberry farmer is on a mission to restore Wisconsin wetlands, and he's doing it by building what he calls mock beaver dams. Jim Hoffman lives in Alma Center. He first got interested in this idea after helping a Nordic skiing buddy release an orphaned beaver on his property. They built an artificial beaver dam and included a stuffed teddy bear for company.
And we dropped the beaver in it. The first thing he did is swim right down the culvert and started swimming around the pond. Unfortunately, that was the last we saw of the beaver named Broadus.
Mock beaver dams, as Hoffman calls them, can pool more than 500,000 gallons of water during floods. He hopes to mimic the natural features of beaver dams by enhancing wildlife habitat, stabilizing eroded stream banks, and improving water quality. And the Merrill Ice Drags are back. After no races last year, competitors and fans' patience will finally pay off, with over a dozen cars expected to compete this weekend. Tires studded with nails, you'll be surprised how fast they can go. And celebrating 60 years of history, it roars attention on the town. The season kicks off tomorrow and continues every Saturday through the middle of February. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A warm winter day with cloudy skies and highs reaching the upper 30s. But a cold front moves through this afternoon, turning us sharply colder. As winds gust up to 30 miles per hour, overnight lows will bottom out in the single digits. And for tomorrow, only rise to highs of about 6. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 33 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will revisit our conversation with Harvey Kay on Jimmy Carter's legacy and the two very different January 6th anniversaries. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Galvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. After the 11:30 news, going to switch things up a little bit and talk about, do you send food back at restaurants? I had an experience over the weekend, had dinner with a good friend, lovely company, not good food. Do you send food back at restaurants? I could use a little encouragement, I think.
Some support,
yes. Right now, though, it's 11:07. We are very excited to kick off 2025 with our first Calvin.
Beyond the Cheese.
It's an episode where we highlight businesses in Wisconsin that are beyond the dairy industry, and we are very excited to have with us in studio Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in and coming to our station here in Racine. We're going to get to what you brought us. I'm so excited. In just a little bit. But, Stephen, tell us, first of all, the story of Wisconsin Knitwear, because this goes back to your grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather had a sweater company in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where my father is from. And when my father then came to the United States, and he came to Milwaukee, because Milwaukee was a very heavy textile city.
What year did he emigrate to?
He came in 63.
Okay.
So, and then his, you know, his family followed, and he was really coming to the United States for one day. He's told his friends, I'm coming for one day. And
just for a visit?
Just to come. And he ended up, now he's, you know, here. And so his friends always made fun of him because he just said, I'm just coming to the United States. And they would say, you know, go Yankee, go to the United States. And he loved it here in Milwaukee. Been great. And so we, you know, the city was full of textiles and tanneries, and not so much now.
Mm. How have you managed to survive?
You know, I just think we're known for just, you know, doing what we do. We have, you know, fast turnarounds, and we really don't do any advertising. It's all word of mouth. You know, people just know who we are.
Because I've never seen an ad for you anywhere.
Yeah, no. And it's just something where, you know, what they know, and they've known our family for a long time. And when you, you know, you think of knit hats, people know, automatically assume us. So.
And that's your focus, our hats.
Knit hats and scarves and beanies. Everyone has a different way of whatever, you know, up in Canada, it could be toques. And down south, it's a different word. But just knit hats.
And so you can personalize this in any way that folks want.
Yeah. We've had some crazy things people wanted to put on there. Some things when my kids were young, I would say, if I can't put, you know, if they can't wear the hat, I'm not going to knit it in there. But now, you know,
times are changing,
and no, we can knit basically anything in the cap, and that's what I like to do.
That's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun because wherever I go, you know, I'll stop someone on the street and say, that's my hat. I was at a hardware store a couple weeks ago, and I saw someone wearing a hat of ours from 1976, I believe.
Seriously? 70,
yeah, and it was just great. And that was the oldest hat I've seen.
And what is specifically recognizable about your hat?
I can tell. You can just know. From my lettering and just how the hat is made. I know just by looking that it's mine.
How many people, you said your grandfather started it.
Yeah.
How many people work there now? Is it?
We have about 9 employees, okay. 9, 10 employees. We're on the south side. We just try to keep it small.
They've been
with us for a long time.
Yeah.
20 some odd years.
No kidding.
And
they're family.
Just their family.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had, and it's been great. And so.
But that speaks very highly of your company.
Yeah.
That so, people will stick around for that long.
I've seen them, you know, grow with their, you know, getting married, kids, and so forth. And it's just, you know, and they come in and they do what they have to do. And everyone's just really happy to be there.
I was going to say, it's probably a job that, I mean, every job has its stressors, but what do you do for a living? I make hats.
Right.
And that, I mean, even on your worst day making hats is better than your best day digging a ditch, I would say.
Right.
Like, and I would say it's got to be a lot of fun, too. Music probably being played in the room and just having a good time.
Blaring the music. And they, too, when they see their hats that they made, they feel proud.
I bet.
You know, so, and so that's what it's all about.
The website is knithats.com, K-N-I-T hats, knithats.com. And we will include that link in our show notes. You can find it at civicmedia.us. Click on shows, go to Matt Nair on air, and then it will be divided into 2 hours, the first and second hour.
Yep. And this is hour two right now.
This is hour two. And Greg's got great show notes that will have all these links if you want to check this out. And how small of a batch can you do, Stephen? If maybe, you know, some little club. I have a book club, and we want our own hats.
We do, you know, we can go as low as 60 pieces. We can, and as high as whatever you need. And it depends. And, if you know, of course, you know, somebody needs something, if they need 25 or 30, I mean, we'll accommodate and see if it's, you know, if they're local and we can help them out.
But 60 is kind of the base.
60 is our base of our minimums right now.
Nice. I mean, I just, the amount of, I mean, the amount, I guess the question is, are there any stories like you get an order, you're like, they want 10,000. They want, like, and you're just, here we go. Let's start making. We got to get it done.
Pedal to the knitting.
And if it is for someone specific, can you tell us? If not, that's fine. We understand.
No, I mean, we've done, we've done hats where, we'd have to start immediately and just keep, you know, they would keep ordering and ordering. I think one of the things that I'm most proud of is not only the hats that we sell, but what we do for the community.
Yeah.
And a few years back when, I hate to talk about it, but then when our beloved Packers, way back in the day when Aaron Rodgers said, you know, we're going to run the table. So we decided to make all these knit hats that say,
run the table.
Yeah.
And we gave them away. And they went all over the country and all over the world. And we had just people donate to their local food pantry.
Oh.
So we did that. And that was, you know, I had, you know, hair, full beard, because we were just there, all the time running that. And so that was one of the bigger ones we did. We just made thousands and thousands of hats.
Well, and that's one of the things, too. When we talk to these companies and in like this, this thing we do with Beyond the Cheese. You know, it's got a funny name, but it's important to us because we want to talk to these businesses. And there's always a family community giving back component to them, because especially for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 generation, generation companies, you're in the community, you're part of it. And it's important to give back when you can. And I think that's what's so lovely about groups like yourself.
Yeah. And like I said, when you asked me to be on the show, I said, well, I can't pass up a show called, you know, Beyond the Cheese. I was so excited. I told my wife, I gotta go on this. And yeah, no, it is very important. I mean, we work actively throughout the winter, you know, supporting organizations, whether it be, you know, homeless shelters and just, and you know, it's not all about, I always, you know, tell my children and my family, it's just not always about knit hats. It's just what we can, this is how we help out society and do what we can do. And I can give hats.
There are a lot of companies that don't do that.
Yeah.
No. And also a hat will make a huge difference for somebody.
Yeah.
They can't afford it. They're homeless or what, like that. That is a huge contribution, especially in a state like this, where right now it's what, 12 degrees outside.
13 degrees.
So,
right.
You know, those are huge differences that you make.
Yeah. So, no, we're happy to do it. And it just puts a smile on my face. And it's all good.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, it is our inaugural 2025 Beyond the Cheese episode. And we're talking to Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. You can check out all of their wares at knithats.com. That's knithats.com. What about the sourcing of your material, Stephen? How does that work?
Yeah, that has been, you know, in Milwaukee used to have, about 8, 9 knitting companies. I mean, it used to be thriving.
Yep.
And we're it in Milwaukee.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, there may be, people do other, you know, textiles, but as far as headwear companies and knit hats, and it's like, I feel like it's, like the game of Survivor, you know, we're the last one on
the last man standing,
and it's very tough. I mean, we get our materials, and you know, we source them from a company on the East Coast that has our yarn. We can only use a particular yarn,
certain yarn,
yeah, and which makes our hats, and so that's been tough, and you know, with everything, and you know, with our machines are. Date back to 1940. We have no computers in the office. I think I just have my computer in my office for, you know, as I like to joke, you know, for billing and fantasy football, and the rest, it's all just they're links and chains, and you see these hundreds of machines just spinning, and they're old, and we but they work.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is,
they work, so
that just tells you something about back in the day. They used to make things that last,
right? Well, these machines they don't make them.
They used to. I mean, and you say that there's no computers. Like, are there? And I'm not telling you to embrace new technology if you don't need it, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But are there people who try to sell you on, like, well, if you just install this computer here, then and we can answer this question. We come back to the other side of the break, but like. People are always trying to push technology. In fact, let's talk about that on the other side of the break and how technology affects your business. And maybe it doesn't, but yeah.
Stephen Aronson is our guest from Wisconsin Knitwear. We will continue our conversation and unveil a very new, exciting hat. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, do you send food back at restaurants? How does that go for you? I need some help. We'll kick that around after the 11:30 news. Right now, though, it is our 2025 inaugural Beyond the Cheese segment. Delighted to have Stephen Aronson in studio with us from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee. You can find them online at knithats.com. We will include that in our show notes. And off the air a little bit, Stephen, we were talking about you still work with machines that are from like the 1940s.
Right.
What is it about them that you prefer over the newer stuff?
Well, first of all, yes, I have returned food. they're old school. The type of lettering we do and type of process we have, we just really enjoy it. There is technology that, yes, I could probably get into, but like you said, it just works wonderful. And as I told you off air, we had a company in Los Angeles that we do a lot of merch for bands and concerts, and we still do. And he said, your hats are like the T-shirts of the 70s. They're the old school look, and we like it. And there's a cool factor to
that.
And it is something that is noticeable. If you look at movies, I've seen our hats in movies before. You can just see them in the background. I mean, this is what they used to look like in the 70s and the 80s. And
I could just see you in a movie theater and go, that's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
That was ours. I think that's so cool. I really do.
Sir, sit down, please. Everyone's here watching a movie. Right. But that's my hat.
Right.
But I mean, you've done, like you said, you've done bands, you've done Charlie Barron's.
Right. I mean, when they need merchandising, we did hats that say the keeper moving hats,
right? Mm-hmm.
And we've done from Dave Matthews Band to back in the day the Backstreet Boys, and just all different concerts. And it's nice because we get to make the hats. Sometimes I'll get some concert tickets and I get to meet a lot of really interesting people and a lot of bands that I've never heard of. There's a lot of unusual names, but we make them. And the biggest things, back in the day, my kids would say, don't put the pom pom on the hat. And because it's not cool. But then all of a sudden these bands started to put the little, you know, the ball on the top. And then I became cool. And then everyone, we started taking hats. Yeah. You know.
Dad knows.
Tastemaker.
Right.
Tastemaker Steven Aronson.
Well, of course, the natural progression of things from the Dave Matthews Band to Charlie Behrens to Matt Nair on Air.
That's right.
Can you unveil the hats that you had made for us? I'm so excited.
Well, here you go.
Show it to the camera. There it is. Oh, baby.
Our own Beyond the Cheese. Yeah.
There you go. That in the green and gold.
That is so.
All for your staff. Oh, I, you know, have Steven, a lot of them.
That is so awesome. It's
very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited. And like I said, our normal production is about, you know, wintertime. It's 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
And
right.
You called and.
You are a rock within the day. You are such a rock star. I can't thank you enough. We're so excited about that.
That is like, that's quintessential like radio to me. Like you're like, oh, here's some hats. Like we got hats.
We have merch. Yeah. We're actually a thing now.
Take that, Todd Elba. Take that.
We have a very friendly competition going with our show that follows us.
Oh,
from noon to 2 p.m. The Todd Elba Show. Yeah, take that, Todd.
Yeah,
they don't get hats.
We got hats. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. In the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I highly encourage you, if you have, maybe you're a charity, you know, maybe you're a band, maybe you're a local band, check out this company, Wisconsin Knitwear, knithats.com, runs up to as low as 60, which sounds pretty great to me.
Yeah. And people will buy those hats. If you have a good design, if a good name, good design, it's going to be fantastic, and you will sell them.
Just keep it clean, right?
Yeah. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Darn it.
No X-rated knit caps. We don't need that at all. What are the plans for the future? Just keep going on. Keep doing what you're doing. Are your kids involved?
I have. Yes. My daughter and her husband, who live in town, Mike and Naomi, they are starting to dip in, selling around town, and I'm very proud of them, and it's nice. They've coming up with some cool designs for themselves, and you know, and though my son on the West Coast in LA,
is he okay?
Well, he did have to evacuate, and gotcha. my wife is from Los Angeles, and it's hard.
It's
of course.
My family and her family out there, and they've evacuated.
They have.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And my other daughter is in New York, and they all, you know, they all give me ideas. They want me to do different things. So
you do have one other type of hat, right? With a brim.
Yeah, it's a brim. You know, actually, if you go, which someone told me this, if you look under, you know, Jeep Cap, and in Wikipedia, I mentioned as the foremost how a hat is made,
because
you know they compare it to MASH.
Radar's cap.
Radar's cap.
I love those hats.
Yeah, so it's
the little brim.
The wool brim cap. And if you look in my
such a dork,
we have a number. It's RN whatever 93084. That's our manufacturing number, and they reference that saying this is the cap.
That is so cool.
I mean, that was someone, I don't know, if someone showed me that. So that's really
cool. We may have to get a series of those just with Matt Nair on air.
Oh, I love that. MOA. Matt
MOA?
Nair, yeah.
Civic
Trust
Media?
Me, the ideas are bubbling up here in this noggin.
Check them out at knithats.com. Steven Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear. Thank you so very much, Steven.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It has been
an absolute pleasure. We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Vast Civic Media Radio Network.
If you know what happiness is.
Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin will now have an Office of Violence Prevention. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei-Olson has more.
Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order about a month after the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American kids. It's been that way for 5 years now, and they're at higher risk here in Wisconsin. From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S., but here it rose 54%.
As a father, grandfather, and governor, it's unthinkable that a kid and a teacher woke up, went to school that morning, never come back.
The office will work with local governments, law enforcement, nonprofits, school districts, even gun dealers to do what Evers called connecting the dots for a big picture approach to gun violence. Madison has shifted its own strategy through a partnership between police and the health department. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
In 2024, our violence prevention team served over 100 people, including folks that engaged in violence, victims of violence, and people who were impacted by violence happening around them. Violence is contagious, and if you can contain it by supporting the folks that are touched, we have a chance to reduce violence in our communities.
The office will start with $10 million. That money will come from leftover funds from the American Rescue Plan Act. A big chunk of that will go into grants for local communities doing the work to keep people safer. Then Evers will include ongoing funding for the office in the state budget. He also says he'll include what he calls his most robust gun reform proposals. But with Republican control of the legislature, Evers would need some of their support. And so far, they've ignored or rejected his previous plans for gun reform. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear, suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker in their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A warm winter day with cloudy skies and highs reaching the upper 30s. But a cold front moves through this afternoon, turning us sharply colder. As winds gust up to 30 miles per hour, overnight lows will bottom out in the single digits. And for tomorrow, only rise to highs of about 6. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thank you so much to our guest, Stephen Aronson, who is here from Wisconsin Knitwear, knithats.com. If you are watching on the live stream, you can see Stephen graciously did a run of like 15 knit hats for us that say Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah, they do.
I am so happy about this.
Me too.
I am just overjoyed by this. Thank you so much, Stephen. That was so nice of you. We're going to put these together in a little prize package.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, because we do have at least 10 that we can give away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to get your hands on one of these, we'll hopefully pair it with a t-shirt and maybe some stickers.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And maybe a nice note. Maybe put a nice note in there.
We could put a nice note in there.
Handwritten note.
Absolutely. But be listening so you can get your head on your very own Beyond the Cheese knit hats, courtesy of Wisconsin.
This is the greatest day of my life.
Wisconsin Knitwear.
And I've been to Epcot.com.
And again, thank you to Stephen Aronson. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
If you ever have a business or you own a business or you're related to someone who has a business in Wisconsin that is not related to dairy, and even if it is dairy, we love to talk about that too. You can always let us know at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. Our goal is to do a Beyond the Cheese once a month.
Yes.
To help highlight businesses in Wisconsin.
And I think that's good. We're getting all sorts of wonderful looks here. Alicia on the live stream says the hats look good on you guys. Andrew from Maine says looks awesome, more awesome than usual perhaps.
Oh, Andrew.
I mean, that's
high praise.
High praise from our friends watching on the live stream. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Sherry from Horicon is on the line. Good morning, Sherry. How you doing? What did you want to say?
Oh, hey, Jane. How's it going?
We are good. We're overjoyed. We have new hats.
I want one. anyway. And I wear it proudly. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have news for Greg.
Yeah. What?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I am going to go adopt another baby. So I'm adopting a baby for my dog.
Oh.
And so... So she needs another dog. So her name, the dog I have is Luna. So I either get to choose either Poppy or Tigger. I haven't met either yet.
Okay.
So it's at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Sherry, would you do us a favor?
Add my family.
That's awesome. We love it. We love
Absolutely.
Hearing it. Can you do us a favor? Would you take a picture of one of the both of them? I'll look at both dogs, but whichever one you end up getting, take a picture and text that to us. We'd love to see who your new fur baby is.
I know it. So I'm calling about the return and the food thing. Okay. So in November, my mom passed.
Okay.
So sorry.
And I know, and I cry every day, and I'm getting old, you know. Anyway, so I'm going to do this without crying. Anyway, she is the queen.
Yeah.
And we always kind of teased her about, you know, no, she should have had a taster. I find myself, since she's passed, that I've turned into the queen.
Of sending food back, Sherry?
You know, oh, yeah. You know, I'm spending like $37, $40 on one plate of food. That'd be like a whole week's worth of groceries.
Yeah.
So, and I taste it, and it just is like, oh, my God, I can't eat this. You know, and it's cold and achy, or the coffee's cold and my coffee's not filled or my water glass isn't filled. And I find myself being a queen, which I deserve to be.
Yes.
And I do send it back. Now.
Good for you, all Sherry. Right. Good for you.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. When you are spending money on a restaurant, and let's face it, restaurants, even, I mean, fast food joints aren't cheap nowadays.
Right.
There's a certain level of customer service you should expect, and You know, I mean, when I've sent things back, the couple times I've done it, I've always been very polite and even a little Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. I want to send.
Let me apologize.
Yeah, exactly. But no, the queen lives on then, Sherry. The queen lives on.
I really appreciate that, Sherry. And Sherry, hang on. Calvin's going to get some information from you. So don't hang up. Calvin is going to get your address and stuff. Thank you so much, Sherry, for joining us. Yeah. The reason I brought this up and we want to talk about whether or not you send food back.
Yeah.
I went with our good friend Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen and I had dinner on Friday for my birthday, and we went to a restaurant in Walker's Point, Lower East Side.
It rhymes with Crapplebees?
No, it does not rhyme with Crapplebees. It's a locally owned restaurant on Center Street that has a really good reviews.
Yeah.
And I ordered broccoli cheese soup, just a cup.
I would think that would be just like textury and
that
delicious.
That should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It was the worst broccoli cheese soup I have ever had, ever. Mm-hmm. It was like broth.
Yeah.
There were no chunks of broccoli in it. There wasn't any identifiable cheese flavor in it. It was broth. And broccoli cheese soup should be a little
thick.
A little thick.
It's a creamy-based soup.
It should be thick. It shouldn't be like chicken broth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was.
That's weird.
But I have never in my life ever sent anything back at a restaurant. And number one, the waitress was kind of scary. And then I thought, if the waitress is scary, the chef is probably insane. And if I send this soup back, he's going to come out with a big knife and he's going to make me leave his restaurant.
Excuse me. Women can be chefs too, Jane.
Well, okay,
they can be just as scary. My goodness.
But
yeah. Yeah.
So I have never sent food back, but after this, I think I will start. It was awful.
So you didn't.
If I want bad broccoli cheese soup, I can make it myself.
So a couple of things here. Okay, first of all, I always go with the. I think everyone. Well, I would say a lot of people go with the adage that if you send food back, they're just simply going to spit in it and send it right back to your table.
Right.
Which I don't think is the case. I think, you know, if you go to a restaurant, they want to be looked upon happily, and they'll help you within reason. Now.
Well, if I had sent the soup back, there was no other option because I don't know what they would have done.
Well, they could have just taken it off the order or given you something else. There's a whole host of things that could have been done had you asked, but I understand why you didn't. It's hard. It
goes against being a Wisconsinite.
It goes against, it's being a fuss, being a problem, being a hassle, being a bother, all those things. But sometimes you have to do it. And as Sherry put it, like, if you're spending money on food, you should at least be able to enjoy it. Now, I'm trying to think of a situation in which, it just didn't work this time. But you order broccoli cheese soup. You're right. It should be a thick, creamy-based soup with some chunks of broccoli in there and some discernible cheese flavoring.
Yes.
Not something that looks like hazy chicken broth.
It was bad. It was really bad. Tony on the live stream says, I've gotten the wrong food and bad food, and I never send it back. It makes me anxious just thinking about it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, I have been out to restaurants with people, and there's you know, incorrect orders, or food comes out cold, and you'll say, are you going to send that back? No, it's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. It is not fine. You deserve a good meal. And I stand behind anyone who wants to send their food back. Be respectful. Be nice.
Yeah, don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean, especially to the server. They didn't make your food.
Exactly.
But I absolutely mean, this is kind of nasty, but I went to a restaurant once famous for their breakfasts, and I ordered an omelet with potatoes and toast, you know, basic.
Yeah.
And I cut into prepare yourself. I cut into it, and there was in my omelet what looked to be just beard hair.
Oh.
Not like a hair, but like someone took their, just went, and their whiskers
gave a nice scratchy.
Yeah. And I stopped and I said to the person, I said, yeah, there's
numerous.
There's like, I've had to shave my omelet. And she said to me, It was a he. I'll never forget what he said. He goes, so do you want a new one? And I felt like I was being punked right there.
This was a joke.
My
omelet is full of hairs.
Yeah, my hair has more beard than I do at that point. And so, yes, I sent it back, and they made me a new one, and I, you know, checked it and made sure it was, you know, clean shaven. But you got to stand up for yourself, especially, I mean, that's a story of like a health hazard, but if your food is cold or not what you ordered or not made to your specific request, you have every right to say like, hey, you know, I don't mean to be a bother, but I ordered it this way and you gave it to me this way. Can I get it this way?
Do you send food back? 855-752-4842. Listener on WMDX, if there's something wrong with the food, not hot, cooked too rare, foreign bits in it, then send it back. If you just don't like it, then I don't think you should. Fair enough. If you order an entree and you just don't like it,
yeah,
that's a different thing than yes. than ordering broccoli cheese soup and getting broth.
Well, and also, too, if you don't like it, tell them up top. Don't eat half of it or all of them. Be like, I didn't enjoy that.
Yeah, never. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
Eating half of it and then going, yeah, I want to send it back. Liz from Saukville, the only time we sent food back is when we dined in a local restaurant because my husband's fish was still frozen in the middle.
Yep.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
And thank you, Liz. Happy belated birthday. Really appreciate that. Chris in Madison, I generally don't send food back. I'm not trying to eat spit.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Waiting? I just don't go back to that restaurant. I might say something to the waiter after the bill was paid. I was afraid of the waitress. I would have been more likely to talk to the chef.
Yeah. The movie Waiting is just, it's a weird movie. And as you get older, you realize it's a crazy movie. But it's a movie about working in a restaurant, like a Chili's, Applebee's type of restaurant.
Okay.
And all the shenanigans that take place therein. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I get it because it takes everything in you to not want to bother anyone in your life. But I'm going to keep going back to the fact that you've spent your time and your money. You deserve something that you should enjoy.
Again, Chris, I got a sewing needle in my jambalaya one time. It went all the way into my mouth. I also got a cockroach in my enchiladas.
Now, I feel like he's just messing with
those. I did send back and I didn't pay for anything. Well, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too, is if you're going to send something back, a lot of people will say things like, I expect this to be comped, or like, I expect my meal to be like,
I should have asked them to take it off the bill.
Yeah.
That's what I should have asked.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
855-752-4842. Do you send food back? Bring this up. A friend and I went to dinner on Friday night. If I want bad broccoli cheese soup, I can make my own bad broccoli cheese soup. This was terrible. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you for joining us.
I've only sent back one meal ever, and it was a two-piece tenderloin, and one piece was medium rare, and one which I liked, and one piece was medium well. So I sent back the medium well piece and asked for it to be cooked correctly. As far as getting the wrong order, I've gotten that a couple of times, and I've told the waiter right away, and they fixed it.
Yeah,
that's no big deal.
I think, Troy, that's a perfect example of sending food back. It's not crazy. There's nothing in your food. It's not frozen. You order a steak, it should be cooked the way you asked, and you are within your rights to say, I asked for little or no pink or a lot of pink. Please do this correct, especially in the terms like meat and steak and things like that.
Right.
That gets expansive.
Well, yes, and very, very specific. I don't know, though. Again, mine was just like, this is horrible. Do I get to send it back if it's just horrible?
You get to send it back if it's horrible.
All right. Next, I'm going to go back tomorrow.
Go back. Yeah, we're going to
order it again, and then I'm just going to send it back.
Throw it at the wall.
Feeling much stronger now. Thank you, everyone. It is time. This shouldn't be a thing. We're going to wrap up the show next. Bombs Away edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota Federal Appeals Court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson v. Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake, like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a couple more texts coming in. We were talking about, do you send food back at a restaurant if it's not good or it's the wrong thing? Or it just wasn't made to order. Sue from Franklin. I went with a good friend, Kristen. By the way, little Frankie's adorable. She's walking. She's talking. She's got teeth.
I don't like any of that. Okay.
She's so big. It would blow your mind. But we went out for dinner, and I had the worst broccoli cheese soup possibly on the planet. And I didn't send it back, and I should have. Sue from Franklin. I love soup. I always order it when we go out. The worst was an order of French onion that was so salty I couldn't eat it. And I love salt. It was bad, so I did send it back. Carmela, I'm like Jane. I never send food back. But hearing this, I might start, especially if it's soup. How do you mess up soup? Carmela, trust me, I can mess up soup.
I tried
to make cream of mushroom soup once, and it was gray.
You know,
food should never be gray.
You know, they just comes canned, right? You can buy cream of mushroom. You just dump
it
in.
It's not the same.
I know, but
it's
still.
It's just not the same. John from Madison, listening on WMDX, most good restaurants want you to send it back.
That's what I was saying before, is that if it's a chef, if it's a wait staff, a restaurant that's worth their salt, they want to know when they have not done well and they have not pleased their customers. So it behooves you to send it back, because then they're like, ah.
Should I send them an email now after the fact?
I would, honestly, I wouldn't be against the idea of you saying, hey, I'm not doing this to be a jerk, but I had your soup.
It was terrible.
It was not great. And
it was terrible. Yeah. I may be permanently scarred.
You're not permanently scarred, but you're also not going to do it.
You're probably right about that. It is just about 11:54. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today it is the Bombs Away edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. A Politico headline reads, Polish general fired after missing anti-tank mines were found in IKEA.
The question is, which one? Was it in Poland or like Oak Creek?
No, it was, there was an IKEA in Poland.
Oh.
The Polish defense minister dismissed a high-ranking general allegedly responsible for losing anti-tank mines that were eventually found in an IKEA warehouse. Major General Arthur Kipczynski said, "We would like to inform you on January 9th by the decision of the Ministry of Defense that the head of the support inspectorate has been dismissed from his post." He was the head of the support inspectorate, which is supposed to manage logistics. The statement doesn't go into reasons on why they let him go, but local media linked it to the disappearance of anti-tank mines in June of 2024. So these anti-tank mines have apparently been floating around for a while. 2 years. Reports say soldiers didn't unload part of a train carrying over 1,000 tons of explosives. And the anti-tank mines continued to circulate around the country before they went missing. Officials became aware of the problem when the anti-tank mines were found sitting in the IKEA warehouse, at which point someone called the military to say, "When are you going to come and get your mines?"
Oh, those have been on back order for like 2 months now. Oh, my God.
Do I have to assemble that myself?
No, they have a service now where you can, they'll come out, they'll deliver it and assemble.
We'll build your bomb.
Yeah, they'll charge you a little bit more, but it's really worth it when you have an expert doing it. So
they have an investigation was opened into this matter last year. It is currently ongoing. The guy who got dismissed has not immediately responded to comment.
Yeah, I would never respond to comment. What was it? It was the Polish
general fired after missing anti-tank mines found in IKEA.
Polish general just sounds like a hot dog. Like I'll take a Polish general, please.
Like the chorizo.
Yeah, exactly. But don't be surprised when you get your mines from IKEA. There's going to be little components left over. There will be screws and whatnot. Yeah,
that you
there's
don't always know where stuff it goes. Left
over. Oh my gosh! But and the instructions, impossible.
But it comes with a side of meatballs. So
and a little screwdriver.
It's all good.
There you go.
That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing, by the way, that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Coming up tomorrow, our colleague Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us talking about some of the changes within high school sports.
Yes.
Lots of things going on there, and not everybody is happy about that. Jimmy Cuska joining us tomorrow at 10:33. I hope you can stick around for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next, Todd Alba, noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4, Dom Salvia, 4 to 6 p.m., Nightlight with Pete Schwab, 6 to 8, Early Mornings, Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 8 a.m., and then Earl Ingram from 8 to 10 a.m. Keep it right here on the vast, statewide, countrywide, we're global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The Trump inauguration will move indoors on Monday to the Capitol Rotunda. The president-elect said on social media it's due to the bitter cold that's forecast for Washington, D.C. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The low on Monday is predicted to be a whopping 11 degrees, a high of 23 degrees. And certainly I was out with the U.S. Coast Guard just days ago as they were preparing for this event by crushing some of the ice along the Potomac to ensure that the waterways were prepped for patrol.
The weather pattern's part of an Arctic blast affecting much of the country.
Certainly law enforcement, from their perspective, moving this indoors would actually make it an easier event to safeguard. There's sort of less visibility than when you're outside. And of course, law enforcement prepared for both contingencies.
This has been done before. The second Reagan inaugural was an indoor event in 1985 because of the cold. CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot.